Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast. This is your host, Tom Doherty. It is a Thursday here, and of course, this podcast is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. Big day today in tech as we have some announcements and news to talk about from a lot of our big companies. A few of our big companies, we have had news surrounding them, some stuff. Obviously, we talk about Facebook a lot. We talk about their data issues a lot. We talked about the Xbox One and the Xbox One S and X a couple weeks ago. We have some more stuff coming out from Microsoft and their Xbox team. Also, Google and the Google Assistant. We're talking a lot about AI as well. We have some stuff to follow up with as well on that venture. So we're going to kind of spread these out over the first three segments. And then in the last segment, we're going to go over to just some regular news and updates. I can give you a way too early update on the season 5 of Fortnite. I know we talked about season 4 of Fortnite in the last show. We're going to give you a little way too early predictions on what the map could be going towards and what can be evolving in that game in the future. But the first segment, we're going to do the Google Assistant talk. So, Google Assistant has come out with news that they are going to be expanding their tasks and different devices they can control. You can pretty much control anything, as now they're trying to compete really hard with the Google Home, it's Google Home has the Google Assistant on it. Also, it is your Android phones has Google Assistant on it, kind of like Siri, but for Google, as they are trying to compete with Siri and with Alexa. They haven't come out with a cool, catchy new name yet it's still called the Google Assistant. But I know there's Cortana on the Windows phones, but Google hasn't come out with a catchy name like Cortana or Siri or Alexa yet, but we'll see if we get there. Or they're just going to wait till they come out with the big I.O. release is going to be happening in a few weeks or in a couple days here, I think. Next is the Xbox is teasing kind of what's going to be happening. Obviously, the big E3 2018 is coming up soon. For Xbox and their different developers that they're trying to release some games. Xbox, we have about a month to go until that E3 conference, which we know is one of the biggest gaming conferences in the world every year that we have. So this is E3 coming up, E3 2018 in a month. And then obviously also we have some news from Facebook. I'll just kind of tell you there's news from Facebook, and it's not something you probably would expect. And I will wait till the third segment and to bring that one up coming down the show a little bit down the road. So you got to listen and keep listening until I bring up that interesting little nugget from Facebook. It's going to be an interesting talking point probably throughout this month as they're trying to get out of that shroud that is the data breach that happened obviously earlier in the year. All right. To start off the show, we're going to go over this Google Assistant thing that is being released. Obviously, it was compatible with 1,500 devices. Now it's upping it to 5,000 devices. Google has a developer conference. Like I said, the developer conference is that I/O that I was talking about. It is right around the corner, but they do want you to be able to control pretty much anything. Your smart home. Now I've seen you have plugs with that's Wi-Fi connected. So you obviously that's how you can easily. We have the smart homes where you can control lights and you can tell Alexa to turn things on or off or whatever, but now Google Assistant is being able to control with more than 5,000 smart devices. Obviously, they first came out with 1,500 smart devices, but it looks like now they can, whether it's security systems, lights, like I said, you can plug in things to your wall that has exterior Wi-Fi connected wall plug that can pretty much, you can plug anything into and it'll control the power on that. It's basically an on and off switch, but it's wireless. You can control that, connect that to your Google Home or your phone or Google Assistant. That's the one thing about the Google Assistant. I think that obviously Amazon doesn't have phones yet. Google has phones. Apple has phones. So they have the AI, Alexa or Siri. Not Alexa, but Google Assistant and Siri in the phones already versus Amazon has not quite gotten there yet, obviously. they have the Alexa app, but you're not going to be asking the Alexa app to do anything unless you have the one of the towers, the Echoes, or one of the Echo Dots. All right, so yeah, definitely a wide range of devices. You can create your home into a smart home, kind of piece by piece, instead of having to pay for one of those big, bulky kind of package deals that make everything's all together. Now you can kind of just get this Google Home device and buy different whatever brands you like, and they are partnered with over 5,000 supported products. You can create in this Google powered smart home. Obviously, the options include, you can do, like I said, smart lights, switches. Like I said, you plug things into the wall, thermostats, sprinklers. I mean, even large appliances. You can preheat your oven, doorbells, fans, vacuums. You could turn on your car. It says it's, even some cars and companies it's partnered with. Obviously, you have the ability to unlock. A lot of these car companies now have their apps where you can press a button and unlock the car. Or you can turn it on from your phone or turn it on from your key fob. I'm sure now you can, like, hey, Google, turn on my car. That'd be kind of cool, actually. But you say, actually, okay, Google. That's right. Remember, it's hey, Siri, and okay, Google. Just to let you guys know. Oh, look at that. I said, hey, Siri, and my phone lights up. So you can change that. Like I said, fans, sprinklers, locks, smart, like those smart locks would be kind of cool. Like, obviously, if you're, say, your kid is at home and they forgot their home key. I know my sister does it all the time. She forgets her house key. If we had a smart lock, or with our smart lock at home, we could just, hey, Google, okay, Google, unlock the door for me. If you have the access, obviously, to your Google account. That's the one thing that people are going to have to start figuring out now, obviously, with all this advancement with the AI technology and people that can basically tell it what you want to do. People need a password to protect their Alexas and password protect their Google Home devices and Google Assistant devices. They should be able to password protect it, and you can do that with the voice activation. Basically, you can just set a password and you say, "Okay, Google, here's the password. Okay, Alexa, here's the password." I mean, you don't want to just have anybody walk into your house. Like, I know I've heard stories of people walking into their friends' houses and going up to their Alexas, and obviously, like with Alexa, you're connected to the Amazon.com where you can pretty much order anything, and you can order anything you want from Alexa if you have your information all set up with your credit card already in there, and your device has your address and everything already in there. Okay, Google, send me 5,000 boxes of kitty litter or something like that. I mean, this is crazy, like something you wouldn't even need. Or, I mean, you can just do that. That's for an example, obviously. But so definitely make sure that we start securing our stuff a little better. But definitely going to be catching up to Alexa. Is It's Google Assistant. They don't have a catchy name. I keep forgetting about it. It's Google Assistant. And maybe they'll come up with a name during the developers conference. I don't know. But it looks like Google's, they're trying to get it with so many different devices. I have a quote here from CNET, which is a very reputable technology information outlet, and they have a quote from the Google VP. Google Assistant. I mean, the product design for Google Assistant, their VP, Nick Fox, he said, walk through a store, you can pick up any smart home device, and you don't have to worry about whether it'll work or not. Google wants to help make smart home a reality. So basically, he's saying, Amazon, when you buy the Alexa, there's a lot of work you got to do in order to connect it to everything. It's not compatible with every kind of appliance. Obviously, now Google has 5,000 options. I've kept saying that 5,000 because it's a crazy number. I mean, 1,500 was a lot already, but now it looks like that. I know they've extended their deals with Dish and Logitech. So just to name a few, when it comes to different devices that you can have. I mean, Logitech, I know, controls a lot of different stuff, especially tech stuff with your computer. But I mean, this Google Assistant has been around since 2016, so they definitely have had time to kind of figure out and work out the kinks of what they want to do. But like I said, yeah, I mean, you control pretty much anything around your home. I mean, I would like to get one of those little light things where I'm just like, okay, Google, turn off the lights. Obviously, I have an iPhone, so I mean, have to go get one of those Google Home things. I mean, they shift from Google Home from Alexa, but now it looks like, as they're obviously trying to compete with the Alexa devices, Google's trying to push that off. Obviously, we like the Amazon Echo. Is that to come out back in 2014? We have one of those at my house, but it looks like that I might have to start seeing if the switch to Google is a better. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I know that Apple's kind of pulling up the rear, even though Apple usually is the, like I've talked about before on the show, they do like to take their time and to kind of deliberately, methodically get to the point where they're going to be competing with people and making it as best as possible as they can. We've seen it from a lot of different things where they're last at the table, but they tend to do it better than everybody else. Especially with the phones. I mean, I've seen other reports saying that now these new Android phones are quote unquote boring, and it's Apple's fault because we've made the iPhone so. The boring isn't the right word for the Apple phone. It's more functional, I think. Now that Apple has been able to create something with the whole Face ID technology, and then you can just, it's very user friendly compared to these Android phones that are becoming, I guess, a little antiquated, to say the least. But yeah, looks like the the Alexa obviously powers the Amazon Echo the same way that we have the Google Home is powered by the Google Assistant. But it looks like that obviously this battle is going to be continuing as Google has really put their best foot forward and has really stuck it to Alexa, I think, and Amazon with all these partnerships. And like I say, they have the Dish, like I said, Logitech, all the remotes with the TV. You can Chrome Assistant can now connect with your Chromecast devices. So whether you have something plugged into your side of your TV with the Chromecast, you can control that. You can control your laptop, different laptops, Android TV. Like I said, they still have the partnerships with ADT, which is the home security company. So all your smart locks and smart alarms, First Alert, Vivint, which is like the smart lock, like home doorbell kind of things, you know, where you have the cameras on the doorbell. I mean, obviously, we know that. We talked about that Ring app and how the Ring company, which is obviously the doorbells that Alexa is making. Or not Alexa, Amazon is making. And they have made their price point a little smaller. And we'll see. I mean, obviously, Alexa is going to have to be connected with the Ring app. Obviously, we can still, Solage, which is a lot of different home appliances. Panasonic, IKEA, Hunter Douglas, and Hisense are another all different kinds of companies that this smart home is becoming the partnerships with Google. So Google definitely getting out there and trying to hit the pavement with these deals to try and get out in front of the Amazon Echo. Obviously, had a 2-year head start on it because, 2014 versus 2016. But Google is trying to catch up, obviously. Catching up, because it's all about the... It's all about getting those partnerships. I mean, that's the thing. Amazon's trying to do it all by themselves, I think. Trying to come out with all their own technology, all their own. Obviously, they have their own companies. Like I said, the Ring app is a perfect example. Amazon owns that entity. So, I mean, it's a subsidiary from Amazon. So whether they're going to try and buy up a bunch of companies or create their own subsidiaries in order to create these technologies in order to connect them with Alexa, versus Google just letting these companies be themselves and be like, okay, let's make a deal kind of thing. So definitely different philosophies from both these behemoth companies, with Apple kind of just sitting on the sidelines like, okay, what are you guys going to do? We have Siri, obviously. And I think Siri already has, I feel like she has a bunch of different connections already with some stuff. I don't know, Apple hasn't really gotten quite into the smart home compatibility. Yeah, they have the, what are they calling it? It's not called the iHome. It's called the Apple Home or something like that, that they're calling. They're calling that the home, smart home device. Now obviously the doorbell. Yeah, I just found it. I confirmed now that the Ring doorbell does work with Alexa. So, that makes sense. You can be like, hey, Alexa, show me who's at the door, even though she doesn't have a screen. So how would you do that anyways? But you can still connect it so you can unlock your door. It's a smart lock. We'll see how it rolls out. All right. That was the end of the first segment. I just wanted to go over that new thing. That's pretty cool, though. That's going to be the future of all. I think everybody in the future is going to have these things in their houses, whether it's a Google device, Alexa, which a lot of people already have, or it's the Apple version of this. But I think that Google is now taking this definitely a step in the right direction. Amazon had the lead, I think, in this. They were definitely around the first corner with the lead. Google is definitely catching up to them fast, and if not, I would say they probably took the lead a little bit here in this, because the fact that it has so many different independent companies that people already like and have their own reputable reputation, whether it's like Logitech or Dish or something like that, people a lot with lots of their own users and family, they're kind of bringing in Google as an ability to like, hey, you already use this device, why don't you get this so you can control this device from easier? So it's kind of like, oh, let's just lump onto this thing, which is a great, I think it's a great business tactic, the fact that they're now coming up with 5,000, we keep saying that, 5,000 supported devices. All right, we'll be back with some news from Xbox and the E3 conference coming up next month, and we'll be talking about that right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back, GSMC Technology Podcast. Second segment, we're going to go over some stuff from Microsoft and from Xbox, to be specific, as the E3 gaming conference will be coming up in about a month. E3 2018, as Microsoft has been continuing to tease that they are going to be releasing some tasty stuff during that, or at least talking about it, the release of some nice games, some games we've been waiting for a while. We'll be getting to the big one that I, hopefully, for my sake, they release it, because I'll probably be buying this game. I don't buy very many video games. I tend to be a subscriber to the, I'm more of a sports guy, sports gaming guy, so I'll subscribe to that EA Access and play my sports games off of the internet, which is pretty cool, so I'll just pay like a yearly fee and then be able to get whatever games I want from EA Entertainment, Electronic Arts, so I can pretty much get, I mean, it's not just sports games, they do a lot of different stuff over there at EA, but I mean, that's for another show. I'll talk about EA Access and how cool that the EA Access vault is. You pay like the yearly subscription. But to get back to what I want to talk about in this segment, that is the E3 gaming conference coming up in a month, and the fact that Microsoft has been teasing a bunch of the stuff about what they're going to be doing in their briefing. Obviously, they've already come out and said that they've suggested and definitely pointed towards the fact that they're going to have some Japanese games up there, or games from Japanese publishers, at least, up there on stage. They have now come out in a blog post saying that Mike Nichols, the representative from Microsoft, saying that a great briefing filled with new games is on tap, or to be expected for the games. Obviously, they have created a fan experience in the Microsoft Theater, so they're using that Microsoft Theater is kind of already pointing towards some big things coming, as they're looking to be the biggest one of the biggest briefings at the E3 conference, if this is the biggest E3 for them yet. This is another quote from Nichols saying that, yeah, this is going to be one of their biggest E3 conferences to date. So, I mean, it's going to be on, the briefing will be Sunday, June 11th. So we are about a little over a month away from the release, from the talking points that will be happening. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern. So make sure you tune in. We'll probably be highlighting and previewing that show before, as we lead up to the exact date on that Sunday. So be sure to listen in for that as we continue on. But it's going to be looking like they're going to be releasing a bunch of different stuff. Obviously, we talked about working on kind of that PlayStation Now type service, where they're going to be a game streaming service. You can check back, and I'll be giving you more updates about that later. But as they continue, I mean, nothing's really set in stone. But everything's discussed. Everything's been kind of being hinting towards. Well, obviously, they're teasing a lot of stuff. Especially, they're making talking about releasing a new RPG game during the show, which is obviously a role-playing game during the show. So everybody who loves their RPGs, make sure you look at that. For those who like the first-person shooter, it looks like there might be a possible announcement that, Halo 6 is coming. Finally, as we've been waiting so desperately. I mean, some people might be tired. I don't know. I like Halo. I've always been a fan of the Halo game series. Obviously, it's sold only on the Xbox platform. So for those Xbox, for those PlayStation users out there, yeah, you could take a break on this one. But for Xbox users, are you guys ready for Halo 6? Have you been waiting for Halo 6? Are you guys just wrapped up with Fortnite so much that you don't really care? Are you wrapped up with the fact that, I mean, we have all these now, these free games where you can just download them and play as you pay as you play kind of thing, like Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, or like obviously Fortnite, or if some of you out there are still playing Warframe, remember Warframe? People like playing Warframe. That game's actually pretty fun. But yeah, no, Halo 6 is coming for us. It's coming for us. I really hope it is, because Halo 6 is... I've had a lot of fun playing Halo over the years. It's a good, very good game, I think. And the fact that it's obviously for a first-person shooter, it's pretty unique in itself. That obviously you're so used to having these Call of Duty games out there, Black Ops, Battlefield. I mean, Call of Duty, Black Ops is the same thing, but I mean, different kind of series through the Call of Duty. We all know, but then obviously there's still Battlefield 1, 2, 3, which is its own thing. Now we're finally getting a look and see maybe that we're going to get a shine the light on Halo again. As we're up to, I mean, when Halo 4 and 5 came out, it was all big deal, but it's been a while. We maybe get, this is the year we get Halo 6. Although it's not been discussed to be but not formally revealed. It's been discussed that we might be seeing this, but not. We have also, it's all, like I said, it's all speculation. It's all teasing the fact that we might get some of this these games coming out, obviously. We're waiting for it. I mean, the E3 show should be pretty nice, as they obviously are going to be down there in LA at the Microsoft Theater. It's kind of fitting that the Microsoft company, the creator of obviously Xbox, is done by Microsoft. Probably their big one of their, but the thing that's keeping them afloat, old Bill Gates over there still trying to figure out how to do a Windows operating system correctly. Windows 10 having its issues, and then obviously they're still catching up with Outlook. Talked about that a little bit on the last show. Outlook is trying to catch up with Google, and now this Xbox, obviously with the release of the Xbox One X and the Xbox One S, you are going to help and kind of definitely, when you're spending the money on to develop two different kind of consoles for two different kinds of gamers, you're really hoping that it's going to sell to both those kind of gamers for each console going out on the shelves now in numbers, obviously in droves. They help people kind of go out and get those things. But it's all coming to fruition now as we come to the this month away from this conference, where we're going to be seeing a whole bunch of stuff being released. But everybody kind of just hold on, and we're going to talk about it more as it comes out and comes out more. So I think that that's going to be going. I mean, I thought this was a little more, but we're going to shift gears a little bit here before we get to the stuff about the Facebook. I'm not going to reveal what it's about yet. It's just about Facebook, and no, it's not about the data breach. It's about something else. So it's actually kind of funny how it's going to get, and we're getting into the data breach. But I just want to really use this time to go over some more updates and some more news, obvious, that we're coming out with as we speak here. HTC will be unveiling their latest phone. It's going to be later this month, May 23rd. It's going to be they're saying it's its flagship phone. But for those who like the HTC, I know they've come out with first company really to come out with those bigger phones, screen to edge to edge phones. They're gonna be releasing it. They did tease a picture of it on Twitter today. So I mean, it's gonna be May 23rd when you can go out and get that new HTC phone for those who like those out there. But I mean, it looks like that it is gonna be a pretty. I mean, it looks pretty cool. Obviously, it says coming soon still, but. The specs on it are going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be called the U12 or the U12 Plus. Obviously, successor to the last year's U11, which did earn some good ratings from various companies out there and various evaluation sites that kind of put out their different reviews and stuff like it. So, I mean, they had that whole deal with the fact that you can have it squeezable sides, where it's going to be the squeezable sides. The EdgeSense 2.0, obviously, they still are updating, always going to update the camera. And it also has been reported that it could feature the facial recognition that we saw on the iPhone 10 that has been very popular and getting a lot of traction. So HTC, I mean, it used to be one of those big guys that Android liked to partner with. It had the Android service, obviously, like processor or operating system. But they did have Samsung kind of take them over. Samsung kind of took over everybody. Then, I mean, Samsung kind of ran along with Motorola a little bit. Motorola is up there too. They still have the Moto Z, and Motorola does still have some stuff up there. I know a lot of people that have Motorola phones. HTC kind of fell down to that second tier, but they're trying to get back up. Obviously, I never even knew what it's called, the U12, U11. Do we even know what they were called? I remember the HTC, like the Notes, when those Notes came out. But they were the first like massive phones. I mean, remember we used to have big phones that went really small and they got really big again. Kind of probably pushed those Notes, probably the sales numbers of those Notes probably pushed Apple to get into the whole bigger phone game. I mean, I have an iPhone Plus, iPhone 7 Plus, so definitely like the fact that it's a bigger screen. It's almost like, you can watch freaking movies on there, go on Netflix. It all sounds good. But yeah, it looks like that HTC will be revealing and has revealed the fact that they are going to be they're going to be putting it up for sale, unveiling their latest phone on May 23rd. So be look for that if you are a HTC fan. All right, to review quickly, before we get to the next segment, I did want to go over the Oculus Go and the fact that obviously we did talk about that on Tuesday, the fact that Facebook is releasing the Oculus Go headset, and I mean, it's off like gangbusters. I've seen reviews all over the place saying it's one of the most advanced headsets that we've ever seen, especially at the price point that it is. It's getting lots of positive reviews from it. Obviously, it's the Facebook owned company, Oculus. I mean, they have the Oculus Rift, obviously, that needs to be connected to the computer. Is a very realistic sense of it, but I mean, the whole point is now getting these. We'll be getting these headsets to have better facial. I mean, not better, better limb recognition to limb recognition technology, where they can start picking up your hands and hand motions and getting your, whether you're in a game or you're controlling an avatar through your headset, you're going to be able to pick up your hand motions and then put that in on the screen, as you can see if you could see your hands through the lenses. I mean. But it looks like that they're also trying to push it towards that virtual, I mean, I wouldn't call it virtual family, virtual TV room, virtual living room, whatever you want to say. But they are going to have different shows available to watch through the headset, whether it's from Netflix, Hulu, Showtime, or ESPN. They're going to have over a thousand apps and games are already available on the device. So definitely something that I would get into. It looks pretty cool too. So they are trying to get some stuff figured out with it. Obviously, there's new version of the studio making for interactive different experiences for the Facebook camera. I mean, it was released last year during the F8 last year, but they're trying to kind of integrate that into the headset itself. So be looking at a little quick update on what's going on with the headset. I know ESPN is trying to get you to go wear the headsets and then watch NBA games as if you were sitting on the sidelines right at the courtside seats. I mean, that's actually pretty cool, where as if you get to put the headset on and then as if you're like a celebrity sitting right there on the sideline watching an NBA game, having the experience right in your lap. So I mean, I'd rather watch it on a widescreen, honestly. Watching sports on TV actually is not the experience of the games, and going to the games are fun, but that's for a whole nother. That's a whole nother show for you. But they do offer other things. Obviously, they're going to be offering some 3D reconstruction for photos and different memories that you're be creating. That's pretty cool. I'm just reading that, but it looks like it's going to be deemed the first VR gadget or VR. The thing that people actually might be buying in droves. It looks like obviously the price point's probably more realistic where it's at, $200 for a device that we could really be using on a daily basis isn't a bad price, and it's not too too clunky or too real too. I mean, techie. I'm not gonna call things too techie on the technology show, but there are things that can be a little too techie, and it doesn't. It kind of get. I mean, there's people who are always going to clamor for it, kind of like the Google glasses. Like, why didn't those sell on the main market? Because they were almost too techie. Like, who wants to wear glasses with a little thing in there, looking up in their corner of their glasses all the time? Who wants to wear a headset where they literally can't see in front of them in the real world? But it looks like maybe this is now getting this VR stuff is starting to get more in the mainstream, and this Oculus Go VR headset, it might be the first one that actually is pretty sellable and marketable to retail and to pretty much the masses that people actually might go buy. So that's going to wrap it up for this segment. We're going to get into some more stuff. I mean, Oculus, the only thing about Facebook and Oculus is that the Oculus is owned by Facebook. That's about it. So we'll be getting to some of the other stuff regarding Facebook, as I've been teasing kind of this Facebook story the whole time. Some people might already know what I'm going to be getting towards, but it's not about the data breach. It's about something completely different that Mark Zuckerberg talked about during the F8 earlier this week. But we'll get to it in just after these messages in just a moment.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, welcome back, GSMC Technology Podcast. As we get to our stuff about Facebook and the new Facebook dating feature, you can now get on your Facebook and use it to meet somebody, kind of a match.com old thing. Obviously, Match's main competitor has been eHarmony. Obviously, we still have all of our favorite thing called, like, the favorite Tinder, which is the more of the hookup kind of dating app. Oh, you could start a relationship off Tinder as well. I mean, it's nothing against that. But on Facebook, they're trying to now get into that market where they're going to not be. Zuckerberg clearly said, we're not trying to get into this hookup thing. We're trying to get people into real relationships, which is all fine and dandy. But Zuck, I'm sorry, people are going to do whatever the heck they want. I mean, it's just not really up to you to make it decide, but they're going to be. Whether they're going to be hooking up or not, they're going to be building long-term relationships, not just hookups. So, I mean, he's not putting the hookups to bed. He's definitely understanding that there's going to be a fair share of hookups, but they're also trying to figure out how to get people connected and together on a long-term basis. Find somebody a guy, whatever you might like, whatever you might want to be doing out there. So Facebook is there for you to find your someone. So look, yeah. They're going to be offering a feature that will match users with whether you can do a feature whether you're going to be people that you're not friends with already. I mean, that'd be kind of interesting if you have somebody like, for me, I see people on there that I haven't talked to or seen in 6 years since high school. I obviously know who they are. I talked to them in high school. I was friends with them in high school, but we went our separate ways when it came to college, and maybe they don't live in the same city as me anymore, just for an example. But it'd be interesting to see if you got, like, oh, all of a sudden you got matched with somebody that you went to high school. It's like, oh, we were actually compatible. Like, I don't know what deems the compatibility, whether they're going to be using different, like, say you liked, oh, you guys like the same TV show or something. Like, well, it's a really popular TV show. We both like Big Bang Theory. There's probably a lot of people out there who both were like me, that both like Big Bang Theory. Just an example, but I mean, there's also going to be an opt-in feature that you will be able to match with people you're not friends with, actually. So you can meet some stranger danger, but you can meet people you might not know already. You can build a profile that your friends won't be able to see. So not everybody, if you're friends with somebody, not everybody's going to see your profile. It's going to be a private profile kind of thing. But it looks like that the are going to be, yeah. So the definitely, yeah, that's what I'm seeing on these things, on these notes that I have. The matches, like I said, Match is kind of reeling. Match is a publicly, I mean, they're shares. The shares of his company, and the company that owns Match, it's called IAC, definitely have sunk in the news of Facebook now trying to get into this realm of the whole dating app, which is not a bad idea, honestly. They dropped about 22% the shares of Match, and its parent company IAC did drop a little under 18%. So it's interesting to see how this is kind of having a ripple effect. But it's going to be a free service. Look like it's, I mean, maybe most likely going to be a free service for those who own or who have Facebook, obviously Facebook profiles already. Tinder actually is owned by Match, so they are kind of getting a little hit from it too. Just to give you a little, Tinder isn't absolved from this either, so be on the lookout. But yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing, as they definitely could be. They're making jokes already about the fact that Facebook and Russia, the whole Russia connections, are trying to get you guys together for Russian mail order bride or whatever it might be. But the IAC, the, like I said, the parent company for Match, has been quoted in saying that if this product could be great for U.S.-Russia relationships, obviously, but the and the fact that this is already, they're trying to corner the market on these intercontinental relationships. I mean, obviously joking, but he continued by saying, come on in, the water's warm, in his statement. So, I mean, definitely interesting how they're trying to see Facebook is trying to get in on their game that they've already been mining for quite a while and doing pretty successful on it in its own sense. So, the Match CEO has also called it flattering that the fact that Facebook has come into their realm of business. So interesting that they're going to be doing this, but I mean and it's also really interesting that they're doing it right after the fallout from the Cambridge Analytica scandal. I mean, now they've had all these problems with data security. I mean, it's pushing them to fix it, obviously, but data security, selling people's information. Now they're going to be asking you. I mean, how much more do you put on a dating site than you put on Facebook? I mean, some people may put more, some people might put less, but now they're going to be asking you to put it all on Facebook. Trust us with all your information, even though we already sold it last month. I mean, we're not going to promise we won't do it again, especially because you're trying to get a man, trying to get a woman. Sorry, guys. But yeah, no, Facebook definitely trying to relaunch into this space where they're going to get into people's information, maybe trying to regain some trust by matching you with somebody that Facebook found me this great guy, Facebook found me this great girl, I like Facebook again. Because I know there was a whole movement with the whole delete Facebook kind of thing where people were getting rid of their Facebook accounts in droves. But it looks like that there's a quote from the chief product officer during the Facebook conference. It says, it mirrors the way people actually date, in which they usually events and institutions that they're connected to. So it's true. Facebook will be using stuff that you put on your profile, whether it's different institutions, like say you went to the same, you're going to the same school, or you're going to the same event. So it's going to try and match up with people that are maybe at the same places that you might be. So that's actually kind of cool that they're doing that. But it also has announced that it's going to be using its Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, a company owned by Facebook. Remember, we talked about WhatsApp last show, and the fact that their CEO is saying bye-bye to Facebook and letting them kind of take his thing and run with it. But yeah, it looks like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp will be able to be used for a private text-only messaging for people who have been matched up in this new Facebook dating. Just, when I saw this, I'm like, no way. Are you absolutely kidding me? Facebook, after all this stuff has been getting, they've been getting into with the whole scandal and everything, Zuckerberg's now doubling down. Yeah, I mean, it's basically doubling down and saying that, oh yeah, we're going to start putting people together and having people date and such. So just the gumption on that guy. But I mean, you got to give him credit, trying to get into this new game. But the new game. But it's just definitely head scratching, as I do it, as I do, and questioning a lot of different things at Facebook. Maybe what their motives are behind this. Obviously, it's probably quite harmless, but you never know. All right, that's pretty much it. I mean, obviously, there's more. We can talk about this into ad nauseum, the fact that this is how weird it is. I wish I could get some feedback from you guys and be able to bounce off that. But you guys just get to listen to the sultry tones of my voice and talk about how awkwardly interesting Facebook getting into the whole dating apps field is, especially after they sold off a lot of different people's information to Cambridge Analytica and got called on the carpet for it. Had to go sit in Congress for a week for it, Mark Zuckerberg style. I mean, I still advise you guys, go look at that. Go look at the clips from him, his time in the Senate hearings and in the House hearings. I mean, it is absolutely hilarious. It is hilarious. Some of these questions that these lawmakers ask him. They ask him what they should be asking him, obviously, but the way they do it and the way they're trying to use these candor and the interesting, some guys get serious, some guys show the fact that they have a Facebook account. Maybe they can go find a match. All those single congressmen out there. Interesting. All right. Quickly, as this before this segment ends, we're going to give you a quick little Fortnite update from my favorite little thing, GameSpot here. I love GameSpot. They gave me all my lovely game information and news and headlines. I was like, oh, what's GameSpot have on today? I gotta take notes about that. So, because it's gonna give you guys good information. But obviously, Fortnite did release season 4. They 4.0 update did announce a launch on the PS4, Xbox One, PC, and mobile. You can definitely be. You can definitely get some stuff that we talked about on Tuesday. Go listen to that podcast if you haven't already. On Tuesday, it talks to you about all the different new changes with that stuff, with the fact that there's a big crater where there used to be a map detail. You can do more superhero costumes, but it looks like now they have announced some stuff that you can do new skins and rewards for those who buy it, obviously. So you gotta, this is how they make their money, but with previous battle passes. So when you get into the battle passes, and when you're actually going to start spending money on this game, obviously it's for free. You download for free, and then you spend the money on the battle passes. But it says like the previous battle passes, which is the V-Bucks. You buy them with the V-Bucks, obviously. There's no real world money option, but it does cost you 950 V-Bucks, which works out to be about $10. If you buy the smallest bottle, it'll be V-Bucks, which is 1,000 of them. You can get instant access to all the rewards that Epic has said that is worth actually more than 3,500 V-Bucks. They're offering you basically just giving you a screaming deal on this. You get two skins and two bonuses for the duration of this season, basically. So you get XP, a 50% XP match. I mean, all this different stuff. I mean, 10% more when you play with people, and you also get more challenge access. So different things regarding the game. If you want to get deeper in this game, go deep, go play hard. Obviously, when it comes to Fortnite, get those nice kills on the old Twitch recording. Make sure you post your YouTube channel for those who like to stream their gaming, or get it on Twitter of these. I mean, there's a guy who's basically become famous for playing this game, and people like to go, they'll literally go watch his stream. I think his name's Ghost or something like that. That they go watch, or Ninja. No, it's Ninja. That's right, Ninja. I have to get into this realm of the gaming. But Ninja played with Drake one time, and it went viral because he was playing with Drake on a live stream, whether it was set up or random, is pretty interesting. But Drake was crazy excited that he was playing with Ninja, and Ninja was crazy excited he's playing with Drake, because both of them are famous for in their own right for their own things. But definitely this guy would probably be interested in this deal that I just announced from Fortnite. So you can definitely get what if you get the different battle passes for this season, you can get a better deal and some cool perks from it. So just want to let you guys know that as we wrap up we're going to get into the last segment in just a moment here, but we're wrapping up the third segment and we'll be back after these messages for some more updates from the tech world. Not one big story for the last segment. We're just going to kind of bounce around this different stuff that I noted down to let you guys know and talk about, give you my thoughts on different stuff around this tech world stuff. I know Elon Musk came out and said, I had some comments. So we'll come back with all that stuff right after these messages.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. Last segment of the GSMC Technology Podcast. I've been your host, Tom Doherty. All right, so just going to go over some stuff in this live segment. We're going to bounce around different stories that I've noted them noteworthy. Okay, guys, don't mess with me and my jargon. I've noted them noteworthy, people out there. So for you to listen to them and to get some information, obviously, I talked about the fact that the new LG phone, the G7, is boring. It's kind of fell flat. And it's all Apple's fault. Why it's Apple's fault remains to be seen. But they're obviously blaming Apple because the people are blaming Apple. I know why they're blaming them, but they're not. I don't really know why that's technically their fault. Companies make their own decisions when it comes to how they want to make their phones. Duh. But it's because they're all trying to copycat Apple. And it looks like that these companies are definitely kind of falling in line, following the leader, following the bandwagon, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. But Apple is the ringleader when it comes to how phones should look, I guess. And there are people are starting to copycat them and look the same way because it's kind of the same. It looks very similar. The fact that this Android phone, first Android phone, that looks quite similar to the iPhone 10. It's got the top to bottom screen, side to side. Even the little notches in the top of the screen where the camera is, it looks similar. But it's going to have the water resistance. It's going to be all wireless charging. Lots of screen. Good looks. But I mean, obviously, it's double down on the fact that we're going towards this kind of look and technology. Obviously, the iPhone X is the first, and I mean, I don't know, with the fact that they're coming out with all these different new, the look is only one part of it. It's the fact that they're coming out with this facial recognition thing, the face technology. Obviously, everybody's trying to make a better version of it. That was kind of the way Apple did their stuff. Like I said before, Apple usually was the last person to the party when it comes to perfecting their technologies and features on their devices. But now it looks like LG is starting to get into that realm where they're trying to perfect and copy and get on the same thing with the whole AR emojis and the face recognition and what have you on this phone. So they're trying to look the same, and even though it looks the same as Apple, they're just trying to do it better than Apple, which is kind of what Apple used to do in the past. But they're definitely making the fact that the Android, making it clear that the Android phones and the developers are getting a little freaked out and a little panicky when it comes to the fact that, oh, iPhone 10, that was different. You guys got rid of the home button. We got rid of the, you guys had a big, I mean, if you look at these Android phones, if they had a home button, it was really small. And it was more horizontally, more rectangular. Apple had the big circle honking home button that we've always used to. I actually kind of like having the home button, especially with the Touch ID on it. That works well. Now they're getting, the fact that they got rid of it was like, oh crud. They're kind of getting on this old fad that we're trying to minimize the thing, blank space or empty space on the screen, and trying to go full screen phone. Okay, great. So we're going to do the same thing. Maybe we already were doing the same thing. They were going to just release it before we did, in a better way. So, I mean, obviously, Apple has been axing things. I've gone over the fact that they are already still running out of space in their phone, that for finding things to take off the phone to replace. I don't know what they're trying to do. The iPhone, the fact that the way the iPhone 10 is laid out is pretty much all right. Just make a bigger version for me, please. Make a bigger screen. I don't know if they're just having trouble building them all out or anything, or getting the products, getting the screens all figured out. But I would just want an iPhone 10 Plus, and then I'll be on board with it because I like my big screen. So whether it's going to be an Apple getting there first or having the LG screens built in, LG phones built with bigger screens, but the same kind of thing. But definitely everybody kind of following in line with the Apple now that they've gotten rid of the home button, and the fact that these LCD screens, and usually, I mean, the fact that the thing is, there's reports saying that these Android creators, Android developers have been just kind of expecting Apple to do what they've been doing before. What, they're not expecting Apple to change at all, to do anything different. Why would they do that? I mean, obviously, it's been multiple years since they've made a drastic change in the phone. Obviously, they used to be the curved back with the original iPhones. Now they went to more of a block shape with the phones, and then now getting to the 10, where they have eliminated a bunch of stuff from the front of the phone, like the home, obviously the home button being one of them, and putting that facial recognition, face ID technology into the phone. So the Android people are like, oh, they advanced quick. They kind of just jumped on that and went towards it while we were trying to develop it, and we've been doing it, but we want to do it this way. Oh, they beat us. That sucks. So it looks like that we're getting to the fact that this is now an imitation, a kind of a copycat kind of thing, where these companies are like, oh, they beat us to it, but we're going to have to do it the same way. And the fact that now we're just trying to get into these, figuring out if these imitations are better. It looks like the LG is talking it, the AR emoji, but I don't think they're, I mean, these reviews, that's not the same as the Animoji. The Animojis are really cool, and it's kind of a, they're calling it a quote-unquote party trick, compared to the fact that these Animojis are more, more definitely advanced than the fact that obviously they now what they're calling they have the Face ID from Apple is called the Intelligent Scan from Android, from LG, and it's not as, it's being deemed not as secure or not as functional as the Face ID technology is from Apple. I mean, Apple's always been the height of security. They definitely keep their things under wraps. So I want to let you guys know that. So more stuff from the technology world. I don't know. We're just having some more news coming out from the gaming world. If those, like I said, I was a sports gamer. I definitely am a fan of this game, Madden, which has definitely been an EA game. But it looks like the Madden is the director is going away from EA. So Madden director is leaving EA and possibly going towards a new franchise. It's the creative directors for Madden are going away from EA and are looking like maybe they're looking for a new franchise, new direction for the whole franchise, new platform for it. Obviously, EA has been its partner for quite a while, since its inception. But there's been a problem. I mean, I don't know if it's been drama or a problem but it looks like that Madden NFL, I mean, I think 19 is already coming out, and so it's already been done through EA, so it looks like maybe Madden NFL 20 or 21 might be on the move away from EA. It looks like maybe they're trying to get it on different, on more programs. I know that Madden and FIFA will be on the Switch actually this year too, so you can get it on your Nintendo Switch. That's kind of some news I wanted to get to as well. So I already knew about that. I just wanted to tell you guys that. It's pretty cool. All right. some final stuff we want to go to. I know that we're going to have some new stuff coming out. Some developers are actually being allowed to, as a Google platform, Google Maps is allowing them to be get into their API, which is, I mean, more their kind of giving away their technology and their and then what they found it through Google Maps. Obviously, Pokemon Go has been a big game that everybody liked, the fact that we're using location-based gaming and all these maps around the using maps to get around and going off of where your location is to find stuff. It looks like the Google Maps is trying to create more of that kind of stuff where they're, Google is going to allow through a... I mean, they're going to make people pay for it, obviously. It used to be free, and you only got the maps, routes, and places kind of data from Google Maps and through their code. But it looks like with some pay-as-you-go kind of thing, it looks like, I mean, monthly payments for these developers, they can get more information and more data from Google in order to integrate them into games that they could be developing that could be location based and using their map functions. I mean, I know that Google, I mean, Pokemon Go had a pretty good, obviously, I think it used Google Maps technology to get to kind of figure out where you're walking around and got the streets all laid out and everything. So from wherever you were, obviously people are playing that game around the world. I just want to let you guys know that. LG G7 Think with the capital Q. That's what it's called. Just want to clarify that. But definitely a new phone, the new phone coming out from LG. As there are reviews coming out as we speak and all this good stuff coming out from the all these tech I want to say tech platforms and tech releases. They're all, I mean, everything. There's media for everything. There's reporters and what have you from every different topic that we want to talk about here. But yeah, it looks like they're starting to come out with some reviews regarding the LG G7 Think Q. I mean, not really my cup of tea. We're sticking with Apple on here, but I already gave you my thoughts on the fact that it is kind of boring in the fact that they're trying to go and copycat with Apple, maybe trying to beat them at their own game, but it looks like they're not being able to because I'm already seeing that there's a good, bad, and the ugly kind of thing with this phone and the fact that that it's not all good. That's all. I mean, the fact that it's only... I mean, bad and ugly are kind of the same thing, but it looks like that... it looks like this game, this is definitely not where we want to go. This is, we're already seeing that this LG has been trying to make their phones look more premium and look more more nice and functional, and the fact that they're a nice thing to hold in your hand. I mean, you look, when you open up an box of the from the iPhone from Apple Store with a nice iPhone before even before you put it in your case, that thing is, it looks nice. It's good, got weight to it. It's got everything. But no, it looks like this LG has been deemed much more mid range and kind of cheaply created, because I mean, the fact that there is been said it's a decent phone, but it's just not on the same level that we're used to be seeing with this. I mean, I know Apple calls it, I like to call it the Apple Premium, but when you get when you pay the Apple Premium, you get a premium product. So definitely something that that you gotta like if you're looking for a new phone, and the fact that Apple always going to give you the premium product, even though you're paying the premium price. Say that five times fast. Paying the premium price with Apple premiums, but you're going to get a premium product. So many P's. There you go. Mind your P's and Q's. LG G Think with a capital Q. So there you go. All right, that'll wrap it up for this this episode of the GSMC Technology Podcast. We went over a bunch of different stuff, whether it was a Facebook dating app. We talked about the some Fortnite stuff. We talked about, obviously, all the new stuff with phones, VR updates. I went over the Google Assistant and how you can use it with 5,000 new devices around your home to kind of create your own little smart home with your Google Assistant and Google Home device. And then, obviously, we went over the Xbox and the fact that they are teasing all their new stuff they might come out and talk about during the G3 conference in June. So everybody be waiting for that. We'll be going over that a little bit more as we continue on this GSMC Technology Podcast. Obviously, this is every Tuesday and Thursday. I have shows for you, giving you the latest updates and technology news, and we'll be definitely hitting back on what's going to be happening on the Xbox front, and we'll see if we get a Halo 6. I'm really hoping for a Halo 6, and we'll definitely be talking about that game as we go along. Also, I didn't really get to it on this show. We'll do it probably next show. This the way too early stuff for season 5 of Fortnite. I know we're just getting into season 4, and I'd let you guys know about the battle passes that you guys can get, and the fact that they're kind of releasing deals and ways to get that cheaper and get more stuff for more bang for your buck, basically, with this whole stuff. I mean, the game's already free. You might as well spend $10 and get some cool perks as you play the game. So until next week, everybody have a good weekend. Go play some Fortnite. Go use your new Oculus Go VR headset, which apparently now is going to be deemed marketable for the masses and probably will be bought by a lot of different people. So it's at that price point where people are actually going to go buy it and use it, because it's pretty sweet for what you're paying for. So everybody go out and get your Oculus VR headset and let me know how you like it. So until then, Tuesday we'll see you, and everybody have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.